first my soul was outward bound, and in my eyes was set their sailor gaze, haunting the distance. All my nursing maize broke into blossom to the breaker's sound. Scarce budded from the sweet paternal ground was I drawn forth to wandering nights and days. Early despairs, swift ripenings, quick decays, and all that in youth's chrysalis is found. And yet a boy, I sailed the seas of thought, and o'er the vague of passion darkly went, adventuring all things for the thing I sought, the true, the fair, the dear, the excellent. And trying all things, home I nothing brought, till love unto my side grew eloquent. This is Agnes Moorehead with more Words with Music. I just read Ideal Passion by George Edward Woodberry. And here are other poems, old and new, that I've liked and remembered. I hope you'll like them, too. I found my hideaway beside the dreamy sea. Where moonlight smiles so gay, that's where my heart beats free. I found my hideaway where stardust lights the night and sunshine cheers the day. It's my secret delight. In all this heavenly bliss, there's something I deeply miss. Somebody's caressing arms. Somebody's refreshing charms. I found my hideaway. But now I must find you. Until that happy day, my life will just be blue. Mounted on life's topmost wave until my forehead kissed the dazzling cloud. I've been dashed beneath the murky shroud that yawns between the watery crests. I rave sometimes like cursed Orestes. Sometimes lave my limbs in dews of asphodel. Or bowed with torrid heat, I moan to heaven aloud. Or shrink with winter in his icy cave. Now peace broods over me. Now savage rage spurns me across the world. Nor am I free from nightly visions. When the pictured page your sleep unfolds its varied leaves to me, changing as often as the mimic stage. And all this, lady, through my love for thee. My father, he was a mountaineer. His fist was a knotty hammer. He was quick on his feet as a running deer, and he spoke with a Yankee stammer. My mother, she was merry and brave, and so she came to her labor with a tall green fir for her doctor grave and a stream for her comforting neighbor. And some are wrapped in the linen fine and some like a garden scion, but I was cradled on twigs of pine and the skin of a mountain lion. And some remember a white starched lap and a ewer with silver handles. But I remember a coonskin cap and the smell of bayberry candles. The cabin logs with the bark still rough and my mother who laughed at trifles. And the tall, lank visitors, brown as snuff with their long, straight squirrel rifles. I can hear them dance like a foggy song through the deepest one of my slumbers. The fiddle squeaking the boots along and my father calling the numbers. The quick feet shaking the punching floor and the fiddle squealing and squealing till the dried herbs rattled above the door and the dust went up to the ceiling. There are children lucky from dawn till dusk, but never a child so lucky. For I cut my teeth on money musk in the bloody ground of Kentucky. Thank you. brings me to the last page of this book of words with music. I read poetry by George Edward Woodberry, Private Conrad F. Haplum, stationed overseas, George Henry Boker and Stephen Vincent Benet. Milton Charles played the organ music. Now this is Agnes Moorehead sending you my love. Goodbye. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.